Amen.
Yeah. I have a guy that when he comes to chapel at the jail, he comes and he sits right here in the chair about this far from me, and he just gets drunk in the spirit. I thought he just does. I love it. They all love it. But yeah, how good is God to confirm his word with signs and wonders? Amen. You know, I mean, because what you girls talked about, what we're sharing about, is exactly what the Lord is talking about. Knowing God, showing God, sharing God. To know him. And when we know him, it shows. And when we don't show that we know, the Holy Spirit will remind us to not be like one who looks in the mirror and goes away and forgets what they look like. You know? And so to know him, he desires to show himself to us in greater and greater ways. He doesn't show up when we worship for no reason. You know? Yes, he enjoys it. He loves it, you know, because he's worthy to be praised. He is, and so he likes it when people worship him. And the Bible says that he will reveal. The Lord is good to those who depend upon him. Lamentations, chapter 3. And to those who search for him. Search for him. Yes, he's everywhere, but there's a searching that needs to go on. Because in the searching is the satisfaction. Searching for God, knowing God, trusting God, even when I can't see it. He's working. God is working. He's accomplishing wonderful things. I don't know if Bob shared it in Sunday school, but he shared with me that someone had bought a tumbler from him, and it was all that person had of remembrance of her daughter. And so we don't know when or how God is going to show up in things. I shared at the funeral yesterday that it was a God encounter on the highway that saved three lives, Vicky and I and Tim Cowan, that opened the door for me to be his pastor. I was the closest thing he had to a pastor. You know, I mean, and his brother, when I told him, he said, "This is really nice of you to do this, Roger." And I said, "Hey, I was his pastor. You're the only one, you know." But I was because we would talk, and I was able to give him some light that he hadn't had, that maybe would turn out some of the darkness that kept him from the light or whatever. I don't know. We never prayed the sinner's prayer together. But he told me once that he kept calling. He said, "I went to a dirty, pretty dark place." And he said, "One day when I was in that place, I thought about you." And I said, "Well, we were praying for you." He said, "That's what I thought." I said, "Listen, that dark place, Jesus will light it up. Jesus will light it up. That's what you need to know. Jesus will light it up." You know? I said, "You know, we have church like 50 feet from your front door." He's busy. And he is, you know. He's a cowboy. But, you know, the glorious thing about that, while we were worshiping this morning, yesterday, one of their songs is "Ghost Riders in the Sky." You know, and you know, I as we were singing a chorus, it was like He was riding in the sky. He said, "Thank you, Roger." I think that was God. You know? Afterwards, I don't know, I'll just tell you this, because afterwards there were some young gals, I think from South Africa, that come and they ride horses with them. And I walked by and they said, "Thank you for your message." And I just started to walk by and she said, she wanted to tell me something. You know, I don't like to hang around pretty girls, young pretty girls, very long, because I don't want to fall. No, I have to worry about that. But she said, "Thank you for telling him about Jesus." Everybody needs to hear. Everybody needs the pomegranate splashed on them. You know? Pomegranate. You know, I used to like them when I was a kid, but it was like, the seeds are so small, you know? And sometimes I just bite a chunk out of it and sort my way through the skin so I can get a bunch of juice at one time. It doesn't quite taste the same, you know. But one seed will make you want to chew it all. Well, you know, when you burst open and reveal Christ, one seed's not enough for people, you know. People are looking for people who know Jesus. Know Jesus. Who reflect Jesus, whose trust for Jesus is so outweighs anything that comes at them that they just want to speak the name of Jesus. You know? Sometimes we need to speak it to ourselves. Sometimes when Fred's praying in tongues, he's just Jesusing himself. You know? That's what we're doing. You know? We want to be full. We need to understand we can be fuller. We need to want that. We need to be careful that we don't become complacent. We need to just keep stirred up because there's so much more of him. In 2 Chronicles, where Jeroboam, he turned his back on God. He abandoned him. He abandoned him, so God just backed off. And let him learn that there was a difference between serving the rulers of the world and serving him. And he returned to the Lord. And because he returned to the Lord returned to him. The Lord never leaves us. He said, "I won't ever leave you. I'll never forsake you." So we can't wonder where God is. We know where God is. No, we know where he is. We know by faith. We have presented ourselves to him. Not to be conformed to this world, to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And sometimes our minds can go blank. Sometimes our minds can go somewhere else. Sometimes our minds can go to dark. Because where Jesus isn't, there's no light. You know? And so we can forget where we are. Shake it off. Shake off those heavy bands. Lift up those holy hands. Let all of God's people praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you know, I mean, there's nothing that'll bring you back like praising the Lord. "Oh, but, you know, I might be phony if I'm praising the Lord." No, you won't be phony if you're praising the Lord. If you're praising the Lord, you're praising the Lord. Because you know the Lord, you're praising the Lord. People that don't know the Lord don't praise the Lord. You praise the Lord, people that don't know the Lord want to get out of the circle of where you're at. You know? But there's some people that maybe stand right at the edge of that circle and they'll listen. They'll listen. And they'll wonder. They'll wonder. And sometimes you'll have somebody say, "You really believe that? Oh, hallelujah, I thought you'd never ask." To know the Lord, we've got to know him. And he's easily known. Because he's straight up. He is who he says he is. He'll do what he says he will do. So we can know him, and we don't have to know him from afar. We know him up close. We don't have to wonder if he'll receive us. We just have to call. One of those girls said, "Yeah, people just don't know how much better life is with Jesus." I said, "Preach it." You know? I didn't say, "Oh, I know that." No, I said, "Exactly." And she was like glowing. She had been exposing people to Jesus just by her care and her compassion. You know, I mean, it's like she did it. But she was so happy. She'd obviously been praying. She'd obviously been caring. She'd obviously been sharing, you know. And it's like, I want to tell you something. Before I was saved, I'd have got saved for a pretty girl. I got saved with a lost one. You know? So we won't go into that, okay? But, you know, I mean, it's a thing of how can people resist how wonderful God is? You know? I think it's much harder for them when they see somebody that knows him. And so we know him, and when we know him, guess what? We show him. We react differently to things than people who don't know him. We have confidence and assurance when we shouldn't, but we should because we know him. We have these treasures in earthen vessels. We're like that. We're like that woman that has a huge purse and she's got everything in it. And she's someone that you ask, "Do you have one of those in your purse too?" You know? We are buckets full of the blessing of God before we know we are buckets full of the blessing of God. And he will always reveal that. I go back to the very beginning when my buddy Murray asked me, he said, so are you born again and everything? I said, "I don't know, but I'll find out." So I went and asked somebody, "So am I born again now?" "Oh, you're obviously born again." "Okay." I went back to him and I said, "Yep, I'm born again and everything." I didn't know what everything was. I had no idea. But something happened, and now I know he touched me. He touched me. But I can remember saying to people, "Well, I don't know if it'll last, but I like it." You know? And I said to one person once, I said, "You know, maybe it isn't for everybody, but it's good for me." And I heard God. Didn't know I heard God, but immediately I said, "Wait a minute, no, it's good for everybody. Everybody needs this. Everybody needs this. I don't know what this is, but everybody needs it." And over the years, I've learned a little bit more, and so I understand that it's knowing God up close and personal. When you didn't know you could ever be up close or personal. The only why that I've ever had since I met Jesus was, "Why would you save me?" I gave him every possible reason not to. But I'll join Paul in saying I was ignorant. Notice how more quickly Vicky nods her head. "I was smart enough to choose you, honey. You are the mother of my children." You are, and all Mother's Day. We all mother. You know, I was thinking of LaVon when I wrote this, and I thought, you never plan to mother your brother, but you're a fine mother. And you never thought about mothering your mother, but you have. I fathered my mother. You know? Something special about that. You know? God's good. God is good. And like I said, if you ask a mother about her children or her grandchildren, and you're going to see a change. You know? You talk about Bob to LaVon, and she'd been mothering him for years. You know?
She's done a good job too.
Yeah, she's done a good job. From where she brought you to where you are, she's done a good job, right, Bob? Yeah. Yeah. All of you women, mother your husbands. Yeah, we do. We do. Even when we don't need it, we're mothered. But when we know God, we really do show God. And we show how much we know. So the more we seek him, the more we'll know him. So we want to show him in all of his glory. We want to get to heaven, and I don't know what we're going to do in heaven. I think we're just going to look at Jesus. You know, some people say, well, I'm going to talk to somebody. Okay. I used to say I wanted to talk to Paul. I don't want to talk to Paul so bad anymore. I mean, we're there. What am I going to say? Paul, I didn't figure, this one thing, you just didn't make sense to me. No, I'm not going to say that. Because I don't know if they listen from up there, because he might say back, there's a lot of stuff you said didn't make sense to me. You know. You know. But we know him, and in knowing him, we show him. And in knowing and showing, we share him. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. He just is. Now, I know that there are people that are at funerals or at anything. There are people who come into the jail pods, and the last thing they want to hear is what they hear, and by the time they leave, they just want more of whatever that was. Because we don't know. We've been taken captive unawares by God. And if I'm going to be taken captive unaware, I'd rather be taken captive unaware by God than by the devil. Because he takes a lot of people captive too. He's a liar. And so he'll lie to people. Not just a little, he'll lie a lot. But we can put a stop to his lying because the truth makes us free. That's why we seek the Lord, so that we have the truth bubbling up inside of us to dispel the lies that the enemy can tell us, because the enemy lies to Christians too. He's no respecter of persons. Last night I had a peculiar thing going on in my body, and the devil talked to me. He said, you might have got Tim, but I'm going to kill you. I never heard anything so funny in your life. He's not going to get that done. That just made me feel better. You know? I thought, I made him mad. Ah, poor thing. You know? If I could, I'd save him. The name of Jesus. but I don't think we're going to see him. He's got a whole big place designated home. Hell is reserved for he and his demons. But honestly, God never made hell for anybody but them. He doesn't want anybody to perish. But we got to be devoted to the God that we know. A guy came up to me afterwards and he had very nice compliments, and then he proceeded to tell me that he tells people, you know, he says that, you know, to just trust God as you know him. I held off on that one. He said, you know, and I tell ladies, you know, or I tell people, you know, God as you know him or her, whatever you prefer. I said, oh, no. Listen, you got to understand something. I'm particular about God. And God said, he made he and he made she. And so we're not going anywhere with that. He looked at me, he said, oh, no arguing about that. Hopefully he'll never do that again. I don't want God as I know him. I want God as I know him, but I don't want God, well, just as you envision him, because a lot of people envision him as big, bad, and mean, and nasty, or they, you know, I mean, it's, no. The tree can't be your God. They tried that. They'd make Asherah poles out of the trees. You know, they didn't work. They didn't work. It blows my mind when we go through the Old Testament and we see Jehoshaphat was a great king and his son was just an idiot. It can happen. But you know, I mean, it's amazing. But then we got to be honest and say, every moment in my life is not like it should be. So I got to bust out of that. I don't want to abandon God. You know, I mean, Vicki and I worked at abandoning God last night for just a little bit. See, we did, you know, because it was Mother's Day supper, and well, it's a long story. We don't need to go into it, but you know, it's just a peculiar thing, you know. Just, but little things can do the strangest things. I cooked steaks, you know. And I could have fixed it all just fine if I'd have never gone outside to cook until everything else was ready. Because everything else could stay warm. Anyway, you know. There was a steak with more fat on it and stuff, and I thought that'd probably be the one that I should have, and she took it, and I said, oh, you took my steak. All of a sudden, she's taking the steak and scraping off her mushrooms and setting it on my plate. I said, just keep the steak. If it's the one you like, it's Mother's Day celebration, you know. Anyway, it worked out. But you know, it's like, how do we do such things? And you know, and I said, Michael said, we hadn't prayed yet. And Vicki said, oh, we need it. And I said, okay, honey, pray. And she's waiting on Michael. And then Michael, well, my steak wasn't hot at that point anyway. And I said, Michael, my food's getting cold. And Vicki said, yeah, your daddy doesn't have any patience tonight. She was just about right at that point. Don't you go saying those things to me, you know. But it all got fixed up. You know, I mean, it's a nothing. Those are nothing moments that can turn into some kind of an air raid, you know? Yeah. But when we recognize that, if we recognize that we're not acting like we know, or if we recognize that we're not showing the right thing, do we recognize that we're doing that? We should recognize that we're doing those things. You know? That would have been a good time if Michael would have done one of his old things as a little kid and opened the door and said, "Get out of here, devil." I wish that was what would have happened. But anyway, that's the part we aren't going to talk about. I don't know. The devil comes. "I'm going back to my church." Whoa, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But do we recognize that then? Do we recognize, you know, there's a lot of professing Christians that don't recognize that they are supposed to know or show God anywhere but maybe for the few minutes that they're at the church.
That's why the pomegranate needs to burst.
That's right. We need to buy a truckload of pomegranates and just start throwing them off the walls and the juice gets on people. But yeah, it is, because Jesus came so that we might know God. That we might know God, that we might depend upon God. Because if we don't know God, we will be in danger of doing things like praying but not thinking anything will happen. You know? Have you ever prayed for anyone that when you got done praying, they said, "Well, I hope it helps"? I have my doubts about that, but maybe, because God's merciful, maybe he'll just show himself large. But you know what? Sometimes he can show himself large, and people don't recognize it. In our near miss on the motorcycle, the only thing that Tim thought about was is that we were going to turn around and I was going to come and take a swing at him. He said, "That was you? Ooh, I figured you were going to come around and pound me." I said, "Hey, we were too busy rejoicing. We were alive, you know. we were just then, you know. And honestly, it was quite a while before I could get Vicky back on the bike after that, you know. It wasn't that close, but I wasn't looking at how close it was. It was close, you know. But because it did take place, and because we were all in that place, we were able to say, you know, it had to be the Lord. And he agreed. It must have been. I bet that haunted him sometimes about riding his horse. God. Yeah, he saved 3 lives. And perhaps 1 soul. We were already pretty close enough to God that we'd have been making the right trip anyway. But you know,
to broke our hearts,
though. Well, I wouldn't want to do that. You needed her.
That's right.
Yeah. But you know, when we know him, we can't help but show him. It isn't all in what we say, but we have a hope, we have a help, we have an answer. You know? They were trying to figure out, you know, well, what are we going to tell Bo? He loves him so much. And somebody said, "Well, we can't lie to him. We'll just tell him that God needed a cowboy and he took him." I said, "You can't do that. Don't lie to the kid. You know, you can't, that doesn't help anybody." And something rose up in me, but I thought, wow, I am not going to let that go. God doesn't take people, he receives people. He receives people. And while as the young herder, the young gal said, you know, people just don't know how good it is to have Jesus in your life. And that's sad. That's sad when people don't experience him for long periods of time. But it's not near as sad as if they die without calling on him. And I don't think there's any regrets in heaven, so you just show up and go, wow. Wow. How How did I get here? Jesus.
Jesus.
And so because we know him and because our lives show him, then we need to prepare for every opportunity to share him. Every opportunity. Every opportunity. Determine in our hearts not to miss an opportunity to know him more, to show him more, and to share him at every opportunity. If there's a small crack in the door, don't let it go shut. How great is our God? How great is our God? We don't judge him on how well he's performing for us. Because even when we can't see it, we know he is, right? You know? And the only reason I can think of that we wouldn't feel it, because we're not seeking. Because when we seek him, we find him. Don't let the world around us distract us from what he has for us. Chronologically, I know that I'm getting older. And it's not like I don't want to admit it, but it's just like I don't feel it. It's like, okay, I can't run as fast as I ran once. But why do I want to run so far anyway? Hey, what? Have I got a Bible? I do. What do you want?
Hebrews
11:6.
Hebrews
11:6. We're on to something here. Okay, we're going to get there. James, Peter, no. Hebrews. 11. Hebrews 11, 12, 11, 6. Hebrews 11, 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God is, or exists in this translation, and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him.
Rewards.
Amen.
Rewards.
I'm in it for the goodies. Hallelujah. And I ain't ashamed to say it. I'm in it for the goodies. Because God is goody. Goody, 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 good, great, grand, and wonderful. Amen? So you bunch of pomegranates, get out there and spread the fruit of the Lord that he's planted. Lord, in Jesus' name, we ask you for not just one opportunity, but many, many opportunities. Lord, sow in our hearts and our minds opportunities that we can reach, whether it's over the internet or over the phone or right up front and personal. But may we always have our pomegranate ready. And may we continue to worship and have it just grow up in us, Lord, to bring you glory and honor and praise. So we will know and show and share the one and only true God. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Let it fly in the sky. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Let the whole world know. Yes. That's right. We had a birth.